It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Chinese woman stopped for driving bumper car on the highway.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Just over an hour from now, we'll have Lainey Wilson on, and then also about 8:20 this morning, we'll be giving away some back-to-class cash. It's $200 of cash. And at 7:45, we've got Jelly Roll tickets for you today.
Do you mind me asking why we get to talk to Lainey Wilson today? Is there...
Lainey Wilson!
What is she promoting?
Album's out.
That is a big deal. Right? Am I right or what?
Am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
I know you're right.
Producer Steve, what will you ask Lainey Wilson?
All of the things.
Uh-huh.
No, really. Do you have a question for her?
I can come up with one.
Okay. Don't sound so excited.
I mean, honestly.
What? I know. I am excited. Do you not hear in my voice? It got higher.
What?
Your voice did get a little bit higher. I have to tell a quick voice story about producer Steve.
Yeah.
He walked up to my car yesterday, and he was on the phone with me.
Okay.
So his voice was playing in my car.
Oh, I understand, all right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as he walked up to it, he could hear himself, and he goes, "Oh, wow, I do have a high voice."
Oh, my gosh.
That's what he said. Made me laugh. Well, number one, over the weekend at the box office, it was Deadpool and Wolverine once again. Earning $18.3 million over the weekend.
Slow.
Alien number two with 16.2. It ends with Us was number three. Blink twice, number four. And The Forge was number five.
Wow. Yeah, don't know.
So there we are. Yeah, exactly. It is kind of that. I almost watched a movie this weekend, and I know that doesn't count.
Almost.
I was going to do it. I was like, I'm going to watch that Halle Berry, Mark Wahlberg movie.
Oh, man.
Whatever it's called. The Union?
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to watch that one. And then I just never did. I don't remember what happened. I don't think I even turned the TV on. So
that's probably what happened.
Producer Steve watched a movie over the weekend. Steve, movie review. Here we go. Tell us what you watched and what you thought.
You know. No, I saw the Ashton Kutcher, Reese Witherspoon, Your Place or Mine.
Oh, that's brand new, right?
It's relatively new.
Sure.
5 years?
Yeah.
No.
2021 is right. My only...
I think it was last year, Kevin. But
No, it was not. It was not
Your
last.
Place or Mine. 2023...
Yeah, I was going to say, it just came out.
No. Well, it didn't just come out, because Jay and I have both seen it.
Yeah.
And we both saw it a couple years ago.
Wow, you got a
sneak peek. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, wow.
Was it really just last year?
It says 2023, yeah, Kev. Sorry.
Good February movie, though. 10th, that's why.
That's why, because it's like, you know, February counts as the year before.
It really does. It felt more like... 2022.
I agree.
I think I watched it, you know, like
right
the
off
first
the bat.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of it, Steve? Movie review, Your Place or Mine?
Well, now that everybody's seen it.
Well, apparently. Not everybody. I mean, you know.
No, I really enjoyed it. I liked it.
And how is it that you came about to watch that movie? Popped on and you were like, oh.
Yeah, I was just browsing Netflix.
Okay.
And, yeah.
I watched Hitman over the weekend. Have you seen that one?
Hitman. That is Ryan Reynolds.
Nope.
Jason Statham.
No.
No? Okay.
Hitman is...
Glenn Powell. Heard of him?
Glenn Powell. That's who it is.
Yeah.
My bad. I mean, it was one of the hot actors right now.
Yeah. No, that's pretty good. Yeah,
Glenn Powell,
I like
and who's the lady in it?
I don't know her. I didn't know her. Adria Arona, I think her name might be. I did not know her. But anyway, that was a fun movie. It had some twists in it that you're not expecting. And okay. Glenn Powell's a good actor. And I think that's the funny part about that is he has a chance to... play a lot of different roles within the movie, so you get to see a different kinds of Glenn Powell, which is kind of fun.
Oh, I see. He plays all the different characters. Yes, I do remember seeing this preview.
I mean, it's a rom-com, but it's still got some, you know, a few twists and turns. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so it's like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
It's 100% like Dr.
It's
Doolittle.
It's like Dr. Doolittle, yeah, I bet.
Exactly.
Or Madea or something.
Story number two.
Is that not right?
It's a lot like that. I did have to say, good job, Spokane. Spokane, Washington. Good job over there at the one Spokane Stadium with the, you know, the setup, the whole deal. Because Kevin Hart last night comes on stage and he was like, all right. You know, he's happy. He's getting everybody going. He's like, I'm in a good mood tonight, man. I hope you're in a good mood. We're going to have fun. I feed off the positive energy. And he's like, first of all, at these outdoor shows, you never know what it's going to be like.
Oh, man.
If it's safe or not.
If it's safe or not.
He said, there's a lot of stages and outdoor setups where I'm like, this is not safe. I should not be here.
Because of the wind or what it looks like things are going to fall down.
The crowd is right there. Yeah, whatever it is.
That's funny.
Like, there's a lot of things that are not safe. This place looks safe. This is very nice. The stage is nice. You guys got your tables down there on the floor. He was just like,
that's
this
funny,
is safe.
Yeah,
so
I like
thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
That's, you
good
know what?
Job, Spokane.
He's not wrong.
Oh, I'm sure there's some venues, right, where you're just like, ooh.
Man, who put this up?
Yeah. Thinking,
drunk carnies or what?
I don't know that this is the best stage. Yeah, and then when the weather gets wild.
Oh,
that's,
man.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the video that's floating around of the gorge from a couple weekends ago.
I did not see it.
I don't remember what show it was for.
But a storm blew through?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
The video wall.
Also, no place to go.
That was in, like, you know, pieces.
That's
they were.
Crazy.
It was just flying back and forth on the stage.
Oh, wow.
It was
man.
Still attached. I don't think anything,
oof,
you know, came off, but it was scary looking.
Yeah, very much so.
And I know they had over the weekend, too, with Tyler Childers. I think that was this weekend,
mm-hmm,
right?
It was.
Where I think they had to delay that show for a while with weather on Friday night.
I could believe it. That was pretty good storm that came through, yeah.
But luckily, everything was fine for Kevin Hart.
I love it. Yeah, well done. It looks cool. I mean, even though it's just from driving past it, it looks like it was a nice setup for... I like the fact that we have another venue for shows.
I always want to know this, too. Where does a guy like Kevin Hart stay when he's here?
Well, I couldn't say it before the show, but he was at my house.
He was.
And, yeah, he just came over for a short stay. No pun intended.
I mean, you kind of go to the Davenport, like, as default, right?
Yeah, of course,
like you just
go,
oh, yeah, he probably stayed at the Davenport.
Wait, did he come over for Sunday dinner?
Yeah, he came over last night.
That's why the concert had to start late at 9.
It was just it's a longer drive than he anticipated,
Traffic. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is Kelly Olynyk one of Gonzaga's boys?
Yes, he used to play for Gonzaga. Now he plays for the Boston Celtics.
Kevin James.
Okay, well, I'm glad to keep up with the boys. Okay, thank you. That's all I needed. Enjoy your cheese.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Enjoy your cheese.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, here we go. This one is from Nate today. And he says, a few days ago, I witnessed something with one of my neighbors. It's not a neighbor I know very well. They live about four houses down from me and I know who they are. I'll just say hello. The mom and her son's probably about 8. They were walking their dog, which is just this little dog that seems pretty hyper. The mom got a phone call and was sidetracked and not really paying much attention to what the son was doing. They were stopped, but the dog was trying to keep going, and the son used a leash and lifted the dog's front legs up off the ground. I didn't think anything of it at first, but then he did it like 5 times and was like lifting the dog's back legs off the ground as well. I didn't say anything as I was backing out of my driveway and leaving. I told my girlfriend about this and she was like, that's crazy. That's abusive. That mom needs to know what her son was doing. Now she's on me to go tell the neighbor what happened. Should I tell the mom or is this none of my business? That is from Nate.
All right, 509-441-0999.
Handy to have Dog Man here.
I'm kind of having difficulty picturing this, Kev. Do you think, how are you envisioning this? With a, like a harness? Like one that goes around its belly?
Leash. So it's around its neck.
So just, you think, just leash and collar is what we're
leash
assuming.
And collar, okay. Yeah. One, that's, yeah. I'm picturing that 100% because he does say just a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's lifting, you know, the front legs off the ground, which I think maybe that is kind of normal if a dog's really
well,
pulling.
Especially a little dog. Little dogs
yeah,
tend
you
to
just kind of pull the thing up.
Now, and my mother-in-law's dog used to do that all the time. Like, you wouldn't even hardly have to touch the leash, and she would, you know, stand up on her back legs and kind of like...
Right.
I mean, that wasn't... There was no pulling necessarily, and she would do that all the time. So I don't know if it is a thing, depending on the dog and blah, blah, blah. There's a lot that could be going into this.
Yep.
But we're going to assume that the dog, for this, the purpose of argument, we're going to assume that there was...
Well, like you said, he didn't think anything of it at first,
mm-hmm.
but like five times when the back legs were coming off the ground, that's when you're like,
Yeah, back leg thing, that feels like that's different. I mean, I think you stop immediately. You know, I mean, what do you have to lose? You don't really know this neighbor anyway, and you're like, whatever, if I offend you. I think at that moment might have been a good time to stop and just give the, oh, careful, buddy. You know, one of those type deals, like you're trying to, like, butt in but not butt in.
Right.
The going down now thing seems harder to...
It does, right? I mean, I get if it's a bad thing, you do want mom to know that the kid was doing it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But that's a tough one to do. This is what Shy says on Facebook. An anonymous note might be the best way to go.
Anonymous note, okay.
You're not saying any of this to cause an issue. You just want to make sure that she was aware and that could happen. Trisha goes a little bit more extreme.
Yeah.
If you saw a child being strangled, would you have stopped and said anything? This is a pup basically being strangled,
mm-hmm.
and you just kept driving. You didn't help. Go to the mom, let her know what you witnessed so that she can train her son how to treat the animals properly. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything. I was thinking, I'm trying to put myself in the position of the dog owner. I'm just assuming, which of course is dangerous, that mom didn't see it, so doesn't know.
Absolutely.
Because I think some people will say, well, if he did it once, he's probably doing it all the time. He's also eight, maybe not. So I think that's a pretty big leap to say, well, he probably does it all the time. That's a pretty big leap. But I don't know that I would necessarily, and again, I'm trying to put myself in the neighbor's position where I go, I get a note, hey, you know, and depending on how the note was written, your kid's abusing your dog. If they say that, I'd be like, what?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't go in with that.
But, I mean, you have to word it the right way. But making the parent know aware, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Dearest neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is weird. And, you know, the other thing is, too, it's probably a little bit of a feel for Nate, the guy who wrote the letter and saw this whole thing. You probably are looking at the kid and trying to determine what's going through the kid's mind.
If it was
mind.
Ignorance or malice.
Yeah, like is this kid kind of enjoying the, hey, look, I can pick you up by your neck, dog.
Yes.
With this, you know what I mean?
I think that's also true.
And I'm sure you probably get a feel for that. But it's still a weird one where you, do I go over and tell her now? A lot of people are saying too late, you should have said something when it happened because, you know, she could have then seen what he was doing. It might be hard for her to...
I mean, in the perfect world, Kevin, you just go over there and you go, you know, I drove by the other day and I probably should have stopped. And I know you were on the phone. I might not have seen it. And you do it in a total non, you know, you're not challenging their parenting or anything. You're just saying, you probably didn't see it, but I saw that. And then I thought, I kind of felt bad for the dog. I mean, you just have the conversation.
Right.
Obviously, not the easiest thing because the, you know, that neighbor could just go, hey, get off my lawn, you know, or whatever.
What if you just go down and say, I didn't want to say anything, but my girlfriend will not leave me alone?
I think that would be fine, too. I mean, that's a great way of blaming mom,
sure
you know?
Yep.
Yeah. It's the old blame up scenario.
Well, and also, if you want this girlfriend to be anything more than that, you should probably just do what she says.
Beautiful.
Behind the times.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend.
She's like, oh, we're still in a commercial on the app. Call you right back. All right, best part of your weekend, Steve.
Oh, well, I can't say it, so I won't. But I'm thinking it.
Maybe going to a station remote.
Thinking it.
That was a good time. See Wright, where were you at this weekend?
Yeah, See Wright. Yeah.
I was in Rathdrum.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah, it was good times. But no, I would say checking out that comedy show, spending some time with Kevin, not spending the night, but spending some...
The best part of your weekend was not spending the night in the parking lot in Kevin's car with Kevin.
That is correct. Well said. Very well said.
I mean, I'm kind of with you.
No, but checking out the comedy show and seeing everything that kind of was happening was
And by
was
checking
very cool.
it out, folks, he means sitting across the street in Kevin's car listening to it.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. But you could see the screen?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And I mean, all the people sitting in the seats.
Yeah.
The
wow.
whole thing. It was cool.
All right. Nicely done. Cool. I like that. That's good. I'm glad that you guys went. And again, you guys are, well Steve,
sort of
not as much. Yeah. Well, you're still, I see what you're saying. But I mean, Kevin's like very close. You, Kevin, not Kevin Hart.
Very close.
To the venue.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was...
4 minutes from my house.
Right, yeah, that's awesome. So you got here twice. Well, I don't want to ruin the best part of your weekend.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin, I'll interrupt the best part of your weekend to give you a couple off the text line. You know Mary, Boston John's wife?
Yeah.
Went skydiving yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Right.
How about that? Kelly canned 114 pints of pickled beets.
Whoa.
Prove it. Well, that's what we do, Steve. When people say they made great food or whatever, we always just say prove it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then they have to bring some by.
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Mindy rented a pontoon boat with the family.
Oh, really?
And went to the rodeo yesterday.
In the boat.
That would be weird.
Y'all are crazy, Kelly.
Man, I guess.
Well, that wasn't Kelly, was the pickler.
That was Mindy, yeah.
Sorry, Mindy.
What was the best thing from your
I thought it was Peter.
Weekend.
How fast do you have to drive that thing to get off the lake into the rodeo?
You got to be moving pretty good.
Man.
I wonder where they rented the pontoon boat at.
I don't know, Mindy, if you're still listening after that comment from Kevin, maybe you could let us know.
Pontoons are us.
I also don't know. Well, wait, no, the rodeo was at the fair, in Coeur d'Alene.
I don't know which rodeo they went to. I think there was one in Colville, one, right?
Oh, was there?
I think so.
Was the Colville rodeo this weekend?
I believe it was. Yeah.
That's tricky because there's lakes in both areas.
Correct, Kevin.
They could have really rented a pontoon anywhere.
More info, Mindy, if you don't mind.
Well, maybe it wasn't on water, though.
Rodeo at the fair.
Rodeo at the fair.
Yeah, KJ Water Sports, in case you're curious.
KJ Water Sports, Coeur d'Alene. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now this, best part of my weekend. This is an odd one. Sorry, Steve, it's not going to be you.
I'm only a little hurt.
I did really enjoy it, but there was something else that happened that was different over the weekend. After my wedding on Saturday, it got done a little early, and so I was like, you know, been a while since I had a Saturday night, and so
I decided
I was going to go to the casino, play a little bit, gamble a little bit,
yes,
whatever.
Let's go.
So I'm doing that, and I'm sitting there playing this one machine, and it's going pretty well, and this guy comes up and sits next to me, and I thought, oh God, here we go. He's going to ask for money. He's going to do
ask for my autograph. It happens every time.
It's Jay.
Aren't you the radio's Kevin James?
He looks a little rough, maybe,
sure
to where
am.
I'm like, he's going to ask for money.
Mm-hmm.
I sure am, Kevin James.
Oh, really?
But he
That's
sits
me.
Down and the he just kind of starts James. Chatting, and he's rooting for me in the game, right?
Oh, nice.
And he's like, oh, yeah, this game's cool. You're in the bonus. And I'm like, yeah, I just got the bonus. I don't know anything about it. I've never played this machine.
I mean, I don't do a lot of gambling, but never in the history of ever has anyone struck up a conversation with me while I'm playing.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Happens way too much.
That is insane.
I'm not normally a fan of it.
Right.
But he was playing it kind of cool. He was just sitting there. And he's not gambling. He's not doing anything.
Well, yeah, that's...
He's just sitting there watching
Hence
me.
The reason you feel like he's going to ask you for money.
Yeah, and they usually do. Yeah. They usually do. And I always say, oh, man, I got nothing except for, and they can see on the machine, $700. You're like, yes, I got nothing, man. But I'm not cashing this out and going and getting it and giving it to you.
Correct. I understand what you're saying.
So we're sitting there playing, and next thing I know, I win some more, and I end up winning just a little jackpot.
Okay.
And so now he knows that I've won the jackpot.
Definition of a little.
But he's being super cool, and he's like, fist bumping and like,
So is he following you around now?
No, no, no. I'm at the same machine.
He's still sitting there. Okay.
I haven't left the machine.
All right.
And I'm like, okay. And we've chatted it up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I kind of like this guy. He seems pretty nice. So they come over and they pay me the jackpot.
Oh, it's hand pay.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was $7 over the hand pay amount, which for gamblers, I just heard you all go, ugh, it's the worst. Just, if you're going to get a hand pay, make it a big one.
I mean, I understand, but you're still in the positive. I hope, anyway.
I mean, by the time it was all said and done, probably not. But
yeah, okay.
It's not important. Had a good time. So anyways, she gives me the money, right? And I'm sitting there, and I just look at him, and I go, hey, man, I appreciate you being positive and also never asking for anything. And he was like, oh, yeah, man, I was just having a good time chatting with you. And I was like, well, here's $100. And he's like, you got to be kidding me. And I go, no, take it. Go. I mean, if you want to gamble, whatever you want to do. And he was like, oh, man. And he started getting emotional, and he gave me a hug, and he was just like, that really touched me, man. I appreciate that. And I was like, well, enjoy. But then when he came back the second time, felt different. But you know what? We had a great conversation again, and I gave him another $100.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, I was leaving, and I was like, man, I kind of wish I had those $200 I gave him.
The Big 99.9 I did. Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, Hannah. Oh, okay.
I think I know. Is that the long, she has long blonde hair?
Yeah,
long,
I don't
curly
know.
Blonde hair?
I have no idea.
You know Hannah?
Like. Kevin James.
I mean, I know her email.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we'll talk to Lainey Wilson in about 20 minutes, I would say, 15 to 20 minutes-ish. And then coming up at 8:20, your chance for some back-to-class cash. 8:20 and 4:20 today, we'll give away $200. Easy. That one's just a call.
Love it.
This one's a little harder. Kevin, would you like to maybe explain on the roll for Jelly Roll?
Well, basically, the first person who calls
mm-hmm.
could get on such a roll answering these fairly easy trivia questions.
Correct.
Today.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you stay on a roll until the buzzer goes off, you win the Jelly Roll tickets.
Yeah.
Now, if you miss one, you're gone. Someone else is on, and if they stay on a roll until there is the buzzer,
right.
they win. Now, the good news is you're hoping they lose, and you can just keep calling back in.
Correct.
Maybe get on the phone, see if you can get on a roll again. Now, if you are the final person and you only get one right, and then the buzzer goes off,
right.
we will make you answer a second one so that you at least have some sort of roll.
So if the right, I get what you're saying. Can't
because
answering one question is not on a roll.
No.
So if the let's just say that this person answers one and then you know the buzzer goes off and they have to answer a second one, they get the second one wrong. Do we then just go, oh, now it's up for bids. Now everybody's back in, and we just take a caller?
Yeah, we just take a caller, and we'll do that
great.
Same question, right,
yeah.
until
Tricky.
Somebody gets it, until they get it right.
Okay, all right.
And then we'll just keep moving on. I will tell you there will be some Jelly Roll mixed in as well.
All right, 509-441-0999 to be on a roll for Jelly Roll. All right, I have some music now playing. When that music is over, you'll hear a and that will be the buzzer. In case you don't know what a buzzer sounds like.
That was a very nice buzzer.
all right, I will grab a line here. Hi, Jane Kevin Show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
What's your name?
My name's Ray.
Ray, let's see if
Ray.
You can get on a roll. Ray, as long as you answer these questions correctly, you can stay on the line. And
we
maybe
have no idea how long it is before the buzzer goes off.
I don't know. I just have this music beds playing
that
here.
That is wild.
That's wacky. All right, here we go, Ray.
What is Jelly Roll's wife's name? I'll tell you. It's an animal.
Bunny.
All right.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll, guys.
I mean, there's only one. Let's not get too excited about it.
You know, he's got the beginning of the roll. It's just about to come out of the oven.
Name one of the comedians who performed here over the weekend at the One Spokane Stadium.
Kevin Hart.
That's now correct. He's on a roll. Now he's on a roll. He's got two of them.
What network airs Good Morning America?
ABC.
This is how you get on a roll, buddy.
Folks, he's got three of these already.
You are getting it done. Who is the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks?
I don't know. Dang it.
Okay, that's all right. Man, that's all right, Ray. So, that's all right.
So hard.
Is it?
I mean, it's hard because it's all over the place.
I understand.
You can
what
go
you're
from Jelly Roll trivia.
I know.
To,
you got to be well-rounded. You know? Diana.
Yes.
All right. Diana's going to have to start with who is the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Russell, what's his face?
Yeah.
Russell, what's his face is...
Russell Wilson.
He's been traded.
Yeah.
He is no longer a Seahawk.
Sorry about that, Diana.
For a couple years now.
Yeah, Russell, what's his face?
I wish he was our quarterback forever, but it just didn't happen.
Oh, Amber.
Hello.
Amber, who's the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks?
Geno Smith.
There we go.
There we go.
Let's see if we can get on a roll. Has Jelly Roll been in jail more or less than 10 times?
More.
Yeah, he says like maybe 40 times he's been arrested.
That's a lot. That's amazing. You're on a roll, Amber. Here we go.
What restaurant serves the Blooming Onion?
Texas Roadhouse.
I'm going to have to maybe give that to you because I think that might be right as well.
Okay.
Do they have one?
I don't know.
I mean, Outback has one.
Yeah, that's the one that, yeah, I know.
Oh.
Your call,
Am
Kevin.
I allowed to give this to her?
I don't
Can we
know.
Google
I
it
don't.
Fast? Producer Steve, what are you doing?
He's,
Can you help
he's
me?
Actually, he's actually, no, he can't actually.
Sorry.
I'm here. What are we doing?
Texas Roadhouse have a Bloomin' Onion. We got to see if the menu shows a Bloomin' Onion.
I think that is right.
Oh, like I'm on the. They call it a cactus blossom, Kevin.
Oh, God. Of course they do. They would have gotten sued. We're going to have to let her go.
I'm sorry, Amber.
I'm so sorry.
That's not what we
the
were looking
Bloomin'
for.
Bloomin' Onion is only an Outback.
Yeah, it's a cactus. It's a cactus blossom.
The cactus blossom. Very creative, by the way.
I guess you got to start with a new question for Dawn.
Okay.
Hi, Dawn. How many colors are in the rainbow?
Five.
That's true. There are five, but that's not the right answer.
Sorry, Dawn. All right. Over here to Ray. Ray.
Hi.
Hi, Ray. Is this Ray who played already?
No, my name's Braden. I think Steve heard me.
Oh, the buzzer went off when Braden said his name. Are you kidding me? He said Braden, and
I thought
his
you
name
were
was
buzzing
Ray.
Steve for getting his name wrong. I didn't realize that was the buzzer for the game.
I deserve to be buzzed.
So that means Braden has to get two right.
Questions right. And we start with the...
Braden, this is tough, man.
How many colors are in a rainbow?
Seven.
That is right.
Okay, Braden.
Four Jelly Roll tickets.
No pressure, bro.
On Friday night, within two, how old is Jelly Roll?
Oh. I'm going to go 38.
Braden, or Ray, whoever you want to be. You're going to be going to Jelly Roll Friday night. He's 39 years old.
Let's hear it for him.
Well done.
That was some pressure at the end, my friend. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Congrats, man. That's going to be a great show. Friday night, Jelly Roll at the Spokane Veterans Memorial Arena for Ray Braden. The Big 99.9.